Several weeks back, people might have read of the death of a pretty well-known person in the Muncie area, and certainly a well-known figure in the community, in the acting community, and that was the death of Stephen K. Hill. Stephen K. Hill's best work was before my time. He was a person who was very popular in the 50s and 60s, and then later on shows like Mission Impossible. I personally was a fan of the early years of Law and Order, which he appeared in the first 10 years of that series. And he passed away just a few weeks ago. And he was living here in the Muncie area, the Rockland County area. You know, for those who don't know the story, it's somewhat unusual that an actor of his stature, an actor that many people call the best actor of his generation, should be living in all places in Muncie, New York. It doesn't seem like it computes. And the story, again, it's pretty well known, so many of you might be familiar with it, was that in 1961, Stephen Hill was acting in a play on Broadway called A Far Country. And he was playing the character, he's playing Sigmund Freud. And at that time, he was not at all traditional, although he grew up in a home that was sort of very European and came from a family of people who were traditional, but he himself was not in any way traditional. And he was playing Freud on Broadway. And one of the lines in A Far Country was that somebody, a woman, kept on yelling at him, you know, don't you know you're a Jew? Again, don't you know you're a Jew? Again, playing the character. And he said throughout the performance, throughout the rehearsal, he kept on hearing this over and over again, don't you know you're a Jew? And he said every time he would hear the line, he said to himself, he thought to himself, well, you know, what of it? You know, what of it? I am a Jew. And that statement in this Broadway play sort of jarred him into rediscovering his roots. He developed a relationship with the Tver Rebbe. He became very, very religious. In fact, he had to give up his acting career for a number of years because of issues in regards to Shabbos and Kol Isha and Shom Negiah and the language used on the set. And eventually, sort of later on in life, he went back and did Law and Order. But he lived here. His children are very, very yeshivish. His son is Rebbe Hill, who does many of the kids' stories. And again, he died a couple weeks ago. It's a little bit reminiscent of Theodor Herzl, who, of course, is not an Orthodox person. But Theodor Herzl's whole life turned around when he went to go cover the Dreyfus trial in Paris. And there was, you know, riots on the street, people yelling out, death to the Jews. And then all of a sudden, that statement really reminded him of his lineage, reminded him of his background, and he became the Zionist, dedicating himself the rest of his life to Jewish causes. These are sort of the awakenings of just two people, you know, Hill and Theodor Herzl. So most people in their life don't have those moments. You know, there are people you hear about, you know, they got killed in a car accident, and during the surgery, their body was floating above them, or their soul was, and then they came back to life, and they had these just incredible moments. The people who have those moments in their life that are so dramatic that completely turn them around, completely wake a person up, chart a new course, put a person in a new direction. But that's not really the average person. The average person's life is not filled with those incredibly dramatic, life-altering moments. But what is true, and this is certainly meaningful for the month of Elul, is that there's all sorts of small moments, and small moments that can make a person think about where they are in their life. You know, for instance, a person is out of shape, and he's walking up a set of stairs. And he gets to the top, and he's just, you know, feeling a little ragged. He's huffing and puffing a little bit. You know, at that moment, he probably thinks to himself, fuck, I could really lose a few pounds. I could probably start exercising. But then, you know, 2 minutes later, he gets busy, and what he gets busy with, he continues sort of the habits that put him in that place. And that small moment of self-reflection is lost. It's not a big moment. It's a small moment that's not capitalized upon. And probably for most of us, every day there's a small moment of some form of self-reflection. I should be doing more of X. I really could be learning more. I could be taking better care of myself. I should be spending more time with my spouse. I could some moment where it occurs to us of a small, perhaps imperceptible, need for growth. And typically, we ignore those moments. Typically, unless we're jarred, we ignore those small moments. And perhaps this Elul, this year, we can take advantage of just being a little more conscious of our lives, a little more conscious of seizing even the small moments that can produce reflection and growth, and turn that into a month of Elul that is deeply meaningful, not because of something that is outrageous, something that's super dramatic. We're not acting on Broadway. We're not being screamed at the word Jew. We're not anything but simple, the small moments that chart a course for a life of growth and a life of meaning. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Have a great week. I look forward to speaking again next week at this time. Take care.